this Father's Day, don't miss the movie that soars above the hype.
Nice.
And is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Having any fun yet?
Tom Cruise, Top Gun Maverick, rated PG-13.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and let's pick it up. David in Illinois pledges 100. Lou in Detroit pledges 200. And Beverly in Manhattan pledges 200. Right now, we are still 4,700 short. We're 4,700 short of our goal tonight, folks. We've got 50 minutes to make 4,700. We got to do that. All we need is five people to pledge 1,000, and we're there. All righty. So now, Joe, I wanted to say these, what you were talking about, where they're going to go after and start burning down the cities. They're threatening this. They're going to do it in these cities where you've got George Soros bought and paid for whores. This is what, according to God's word, the Bible, the word used to describe those. Read Hosea chapter 4. So you've got these prosecutors or attorney generals that are bought and paid for by Soros. They're installed there. They'll sell their souls. They have sold their souls, like Soros. They have sold their very souls. They would sell their mother for a dollar, whatever. These are wicked and corrupt people, and they will not prosecute. You've seen them out in Los Angeles. You've seen them. They will not prosecute the people for burning and looting. They'll only go after Christians and conservative people, and that's where you're going to see them starting it, okay? Now, I got to tell you, when they come out into other counties, in more conservative counties, people are fed up. They're really fed up. And they're gonna run into a lot of resistance that is gonna be far beyond what they want to hear. And so, well, and these people that want a civil war, these people like Biden and that are trying to start a civil war, when that comes, it's gonna be a lot more than they want, isn't it?
A lot more. But what bothers me is if this January 6th, they talk about an insurrection and the violence and all this. These people are saying, it's open season. We know where your operations are. You will not survive. We will never stop. Back down, slow down, or retreat. And, the threats are very open season on any pro-life pregnancy center. And now, normally, the police would look into a threat like that.
Normally, but we're at a corrupt time where the corruption and that the police in these cities would be told by the persecutor, no, ignore it. Let them burn down. Right. Those are pro-life. Let them burn them down. And unfortunately, a lot of the police departments have gone and gotten totally corrupted, too. Now, we're going to be taking a look at
the riots last year. You know, they let them burn car dealerships and churches and a police bill. You know, they destroyed all kinds of businesses, buildings. They tore apart liquor stores and ruined shops.
537 of those demonstrations where they burnt and looted and killed and murdered. And what happened? Well, you had Kamala Harris making sure that those that were burning and looting, that they got out of jail so they could go back and burn and loot some more. But right now, Joe, we got a clip. We've been telling people about what was taking place over the Ukraine, these bio labs. And again, we're one of the few that's telling the truth. We believe in the truth, and you're not going to get it. And your fake news media belongs. They're owned by the collective. They're not independent. There is no journalists out there at NBC, ABC, CBS. They're paid. They're paid to lie. They're contracted out there. Right now, they're contracted to go with whatever the narrative the collective sends down. So listen to this, because we're going to bring you some truth.
After the Russians secured Pentagon-run biolabs in Ukraine, the U.S. Embassy was caught deleting proof of this from their website. And when the Russians shared documents showing the Ukrainian Minister of Health ordering employees of these biolabs to destroy all deadly pathogens, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio asked the U.S. State Department if there was any truth to this. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland not only confirmed the presence of the labs, but confirmed that they contain weaponized biological agents that they now fear the Russians will indiscriminately use to start a world war. The Pentagon calls them bio-research labs and containment labs, and claim their clandestine operation is all somehow in self-defense. But they are admittedly creating and storing weaponized biological material. And so these biolabs are in violation of Article 1 of the Prohibition on Biological Weapons. During the past couple years, citizens of the world have been getting an advanced education on bioweapons. And the very same crooks we see foisting the Great Reset medical tyranny are involved in the Ukrainian bioweapons labs. This is all being paid for with tax dollars through the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA. U.S. company Black & Veatch has been working closely with the DTRA building bioweapons labs since 2003. Black & Veatch share an office in Kiev with Metabiota, who signed an $18.4 million contract with Black & Veatch in 2014. Metabiota got their start in 2015 with funding from Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, who gave Metabiota $30 million to help protect the world from the spread of epidemics. This is the very same Rosemont Seneca that was mysteriously wired $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And the very same Metabiota partnered with Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the group that Dr. Fauci used to funnel money to the Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research in 2014. In 2014, Metabiota, EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were together researching infectious diseases deriving from Chinese bats. Metabiota is working with known CIA front InQtel. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, and the National Geographic Society. Metabiota's founder, Nathan Wolf, sits on the board of EcoHealth Alliance and is a member of DARPA's Defense Science Research Council. In 2012, he wrote a book titled The Viral Storm, The Dawn of a New Pandemic Age, wherein he thanked his friends, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and biotech venture capitalist Boris Nikolic. Boris Nikolic was named Jeffrey Epstein's successor executor upon his death. Wolf has also been seen hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell on multiple occasions. He is also one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, trained on how to enact the Great Reset agenda being directed by the World Economic Forum. Russia claims the Pentagon has over 30 biolabs in the Ukraine alone. China claims they are operating 336 biolabs in 30 different countries. And now, members of our corrupt U.S. government are saying this is all a Russian conspiracy, and that we should soon expect a false flag attack from Russia.
If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That was Victoria Nuland. And let me tell you what Victoria Nuland, she was leading the charge to do exactly what they did here with President Trump. When they removed him, when they with the election fraud, she led the charge to remove the legitimate president of the Ukraine and replace him with the guy that's in there right now. She was a part and leading the charge in that corruption. And let me tell you, when she just said that they'll always do, that's what the Russians do. That's exactly what the deathocrats do. That's what the communists do. They'll always charge you of doing with what corruption they're doing. The Deathocratic Communist Party, in which Victoria Nuland is part of it, is completely corrupted. There's no part of it. There's no part of it at all that is not corrupted. Joe, here, let me show you why one of the reasons our country is in such trouble. By the way, Harold in Illinois pledges $150. Thank you, Harold. I got to give the numbers out. The phones are not ringing. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. The phones are not ringing. The phones got to start ringing. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Joe, Utah police launched an investigation. This is what I was talking about here, about these prosecutors that are bought and paid for, into alleged ritualistic child sex abuse. County attorney demands sheriff resign. Well, why do you think this county attorney is demanding the sheriff resign? Because he's under investigation. The Utah County Sheriff's Department is investing a series of reports alleging ritualistic child sex abuse, the sex trafficking ring, perpetrated by high-profile individuals in the state for over two decades. The department announced that it launched the investigation starting last April after speaking to victims from multiple counties and urging the public to provide tips and encourage victims with knowledge of such crimes to step forward to receive assistance and aid. In April of 2021, an investigation began into ritualistic child sex abuse and the child sex trafficking that occurred in Utah County. The department said in a press release, the ensuing investigation discovered that other victims had previously reported similar forms of ritualistic sexual abuse and trafficking that occurred in Utah County, in Wab County, and San Pete County during the time between 1990 and 2010. Portions of these allegations were confirmed. These allegations are investigated by the Utah County Sheriff's Office in cooperation with local and federal agencies. In Utah, Sheriff's Department continued, we're pleading with the public and encourage victims or individuals who have knowledge of these crimes to contact the Utah County Sheriff's Office Special Victims Unit so that they can be offered all the assistance possible. We understand that there are individuals who have concerns for their safety or well-being who have been silenced, and we need your help. Well, now, the Utah County Sheriff's Office has disclosed the identity of suspects under investigation, but some of the subjects of the investigation are very, very high profile. The department's announcement of the investigation prompted Utah County Attorney David Leonard to hold a press conference calling for the resignation of Sheriff Mike Smith for misuse of taxpayer and county resources. Leavitt claimed he and his wife are named in the investigation. Do you see what's going on there, Joe?
Yep, they are the rich and famous and powerful are trying to get rid of the people that are investigating them for pedophilia.
Now, where did we see that before, okay?
Let's see. It came up a couple of times in the Democrat Party, if I recall correctly.
Oh, absolutely. What happens to the people that can speak out and blow a whistle on Hillary Clinton and the Clintons?
They call it an Arkin side. They end up dead and buried.
Okay.
Headless suicide. Suicide victim cut his own head completely off. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
what happened with Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein could take a whole bunch of them down with him. Those in high places, what happened to Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, they said he hung himself, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody believes that. The guards didn't visit for, 6 hours, and somehow the cameras didn't take pictures. It was one of those things.
And the idea is they're saying, look, we can do whatever we want. Yeah, we're corrupt. We're totally corrupt. We're the Democratic Communist Collective. We're totally corrupt. But what can you do? We've got all of the fake news media.
We'll get you is what they're saying. They're coming out and saying, we'll get you if you cross us.
What does God's Word, the Bible, say about touching God's people?
do not touch God's anointed. He makes it quite clear. Bad things will happen if you touch his anointed.
All righty, so here, let me ask you this. Throughout history, when the bold and the brave, the founding fathers, they were up against, just like we're up against, tremendous odds against them. You know, remember George Washington, he started out with 300 men. And by the time he was at war with the British, he had 500 men, and they were fighting against 50,000. But who won that war?
George and those who followed him, those patriots who fought for God, family, country, they won the war.
Is God watching? I mean, God says he's the one that invented the eyes. Does he not see what's happening? He invented the ears. Does he not hear what's going on, what's being said?
He even knows every thought you have, let alone things that you've spoken.
All right, so everybody out there is listening right now to us. God's Word, the Bible, tells us to be doers of the Word, not hearers only. Because if we're hearers only, if we don't respond, if we don't run to this, do we want to be the kind of people whose names are written in Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of the faith?
That would be that in the book of life are the two places I want to be sure my name is.
Alrighty. And so folks out there listening, believe me, trust me on this one. You're going to die. You're not going to be able to avoid that. And when you die, okay, folks, those that are saved are going to go to heaven. God has already ruled on this. Those that are not, that have rejected what Christ did at Calvary, you're going to go to hell, okay? But when you get to heaven, you're going to have treasures. There's going to be a Bema Seat judgment. You've got God's ruling on this. And the treasures you bring in are going to depend solely on what you've done for the cause of Christ while you were on this planet. Now, if you look, he never told you it was going to be easy, but you can't tuck and run. You'll regret it for all of eternity. If you run to the battle, the worst they can do is kill you, and they can only do that once, and then that just sends you home to retirement early, right?
To Jesus.
Amen.
If you're a believer, you're going home.
Rose in Long Island pledges 100. Celeste and Terry in Michigan pledge 100.
All right. Can I switch a subject?
Let me get the phone numbers out real quick. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
We noticed Southern California, they're talking about they're going to have probably blackouts because the water, the drought is so bad, a lot of their hydroelectric power is going to be cut in half. We see this horrible drought going, and yet Yellowstone has had a 1,000-year flood that's forced a state of emergency, that's destroyed roads, bridges, homes, changed the course of two rivers. And it's going to, they have the park closed indefinitely, and they figure that the northern entrances may not open at all this summer. They won't even get them repaired until next year. And as I look at what's happening all over the country, strange things happen in different places. God has been trying to tell us with these horrible fires, with the floods we've had, with the droughts we've had, with all the different things going on. He uses his nature to do things. We saw it all through the Old Testament. And we're being told, you know, California is being punished for its horrible sins out there and everywhere else. And I think it's time people realize it's not global warming. It's God giving us warnings about the coming judgment because of this nation's great, great sin. And Scripture makes it quite clear what happened when the children of Israel turned from God and turned into wicked sin. We know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I just think people, I don't think people are aware all these strange things, political things of going after the children. We're losing our children. That was scriptural. The children of Israel were punished when they ended up having to eat their children, lost their children, were murdered. I see a lot of similarities. What would you, do you concur with that, Pastor?
Well, remember when we started out and with the book of the law, and he told what he told us over in Deuteronomy 31, I've set before you life and death.
Death.
Life and death, blessing and cursing, okay? And so what happened, those that have chosen life, those that have chosen life, he said you'll receive a blessing. Insurrection Day in D.C., leftists marched to Supreme Court to threaten and intimidate the justices over Roe v. Wade. These are evil people. They're wicked. They're selfish. These are the most selfish kind of people, all about themselves. These are the people that are so evil and so wicked that they want to see the deaths of innocent children, the most innocent children. These people are serving Satan. They are, and these people in that march, you see these people out there, these greedy, selfish people. Remember, they're the enemies of God, okay? And folks, don't take it light when you hear these people like Whoopi Goldberg brag about how many babies she's killed. That's an evil, evil, evil person. That's an evil person. See, you have to be able to stand up and say it. Now, here, most of the preachers out there, well, you know, we're not like Paul. We're not like, you know, the Lord Jesus, he called it the way it was, right? Paul called it the way it was. Peter called it the way it was. And here, one of the reasons that they're that way is because the men who are supposed to be calling that are not condemning that sin. And that's their job. It's a horrible thing. Killing babies is a horrible, horrible offense against Almighty God. And so there you go. Go ahead. Everything is so corrupted, Joe.
Exactly. We've been giving warnings like this for so many years, I can't remember, but there's a North Korean young lady, Yanomi Park. She defected from North Korea trying to get to freedom. And she has been through, I guess you could say she's been through hell and back. She was captured and enslaved in China, and she eventually got free, to make a very long story short. And she has written an article that was put out on Fox News, and I saw tonight just before the show, she was even on one of the shows giving the warning. And she says she is scared. She can see what's happening here in this country is what she saw happening over in North Korea. They're doing the same kind of things, the speech code and controlling language. And she said, I'm big killers who want to seize power from the people. They always mobilize the youth. And that is the truth that worries me, that as a parent myself, I cannot protect my child right now in America. She wants to homeschool, but she's a single mom, has to work, and can't homeschool because she's at work, doesn't have any family. But she said, I'm willing to move anywhere to protect my child from this brainwashing. And she said, I do not want to end up like North Korea, but she sees it so clearly. She was sold as a child sex wife when she tried to escape into China from North Korea. So she said, I've had to fight for freedom. She said, I've had to suffer to get it. And now she said this indoctrination, this white privilege and white guilt. She said they did that in North Korea, only they used it in the name of equity. And she said this victimhood, and went on and on and on. And she is warning because she is terrified. She came here, went through all kinds of horrible things to get to a free country, and she's watching us lose it.
Yeah, Joe, you know, for a mother like her, they have co-ops out there for homeschooling. In other words, there are other mothers that will take in and they will homeschool in the co-ops your child, and it doesn't cost you. You know, they'll do that, and you pay them to do that for you, and it's very inexpensive. And
right.
Believe me, you need to get your kids, your children out of the public pool system. You really need to get them out of the public pool system. Now, in some areas in the country, especially out in the countryside, where the parents have taken over the school board, where the parents have taken back the school board, they're installing God back into the school. Some of them are going back, starting with prayer in the school. And, of course, if the Biden regime finds out about that, they'll try to crack down on them, or the ungodly communistic teachers' unions. But anyhow, there are people.
I want to be sure that people get the main point. We've had people from countries all over the world come here and tell about how they had to fight, how they, what they went through to get to be free. And they have warned this country and warned this country, and we are not listening to people who have lived under communist oppression, who have lived under in a socialist hellhole. And we have people like this, I'm thinking over the years.
You know, Joe, what we would really like to stay on the stations. We would really like to stay on the stations out there, but it doesn't look good here for us tonight. We're nowhere near where we should be, and we've got right now approximately 24 minutes left in tonight's radio program. And so here, folks, we really got to hear from you. We're really running behind tonight. Again, you know, I mentioned those three stations that we're in danger. It's summertime. It's hard for us. We're fighting with everything we have. We don't want to go off. And I know all of you calling me saying, please, please don't go off. I'm trying to explain to you. We want to stay on as much as you want us to, but we can't do it without you. And so another station that's in danger, Joe, is Denver. Denver is very close. We're very close to having to pull a plug on Denver, too. And so, but we got to hear from people out there to continue to stay on the air. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right, we're coming up, Joe, to a quick little soundbite. So go ahead with that clip.
2000, Tony Fauci flew out to Seattle, Washington, and he had this meeting, this very strange meeting in Bill Gates' $85 million mansion on the banks of Lake Washington. And Gates brought him into his library, and he said, I want to propose a partnership with you. And the partnership was to try to vaccinate all of humanity. And they ended up calling that in 2009. They rechristened the program the Decade of Vaccines. Gates went to the UN and gave this speech in which he promised to vaccinate essentially all of humanity with a multiple battery of vaccines by 2020. And he began asserting, using his philanthropy to create a series of other quasi-governmental agencies, CEPI, Gavi, and a number of others, and then to gain control of the WHO. And what he calls what he does philanthrocapitalism. It's not about philanthropy. It's about enriching the capitalists. What he does is he buys, and he does this in a number of areas I show in the book. He does it with food. He did it with the core curriculum. He buys large stakes in companies that could benefit from a change in governmental policies, a worldwide change in governmental policies. So he owns stakes, very, very large stakes, in almost all the big pharmaceutical companies. Then he gives essentially about $1 billion to WHO every year, but through Rotary International, through Gavi, through CEPI, and through the Gates Foundation. But they're sort of cumulatively even larger than the U.S., which is the second biggest. That gives him control over WHO's policy. So there, you know, the analysis of WHO say there is nothing that goes through WHO that is not vetted first by the Gates Foundation.
Amazing.
All righty, we're back, and we've got 20 minutes left in tonight's radio program right now, and we are, right now, we're $4,400 short of our goal, $4,400. Folks, we really need to hear from you. We need some $1,000 pledges, and we need some people to match those $1,000 pledges. Well, here you go. We put in our time, we put in our own money, and last night, excuse me, well, I pledged $1,000, and so I'm going to lead by example. I'll do it again tonight. We'll pledge another 1,000. Doers of the Word Church will pledge another 1,000, but I'm asking people out there to match me. I need 5 of you out there to match me, to match that $1,000 right now. Can I get 5? You know, look, who else do you know that's going to bring you the truth that we're bringing you? Okay, so there you go. I need 5 people, 5 people out there listening, and I know there's a lot of you out there that could. Well, Joe, put it this way. If everyone that receives our newsletter, if everyone that received our newsletter pledged $50, guess what? We wouldn't have to ask for a dime for a couple of years. If everybody out there...
It would be so wonderful if the listeners would just do that, all those that get the newsletter, and especially if they do like I do. I get the newsletter, make copies, hand them out, pass them around, and tell others, you know, hand it out to your other friends and family, or take them to work and... You know, pass the truth on.
All right. Can we get somebody? Can we get some people out there that will, again, pledge? Match my pledge of 1,000. Match that pledge. Okay. Doctors give kids drugs. By the way, that was Robert Kennedy Jr., who really has done a wonderful job where it comes to fighting for the children against these vaccines. He has spent his lifetime... and he's exposed a lot because of these vaccines they were giving that were causing autism in children. And he come out and praise the good Lord for the work he's done. And so, all right, we've got, well, it looks like John in Texas pledges 100. Carla in Dallas pledges 300. Robert in New Jersey pledges 100. That's a good start.
Thank you, one and all. Like I said, we can thank you, but God is the one who can bless you.
Can we get anyone to match John's 100? Can we get anyone to match Carla's $300 pledge? Can we get anyone to match my $1,000 pledge, folks? 888-281. We've got about, let me see, right now 17 minutes left. 888-281-1110. All right, or 888-677-9673. Anyhow, doctors give kids drugs that can chemically castrate them just like pedophiles, okay? This is an article by Douglas Golden. Should children be given the same medical treatment often used for sex offenders and pedophiles as a part of their release? The left says yes, yes. At least if they identify as a different, if they identify as a different gender. Yeah. Lupron is the trade name of leuprolide acetate, a gonadotropin-releasing hormone against agonist. It's one of the numerous drugs that can be given to chemically castrate an individual. It's also so-called puberty blocker, given to gender-confused children as an off-label usage. By the way, Joe, do you know those children are more than twice as likely to commit suicide, the ones that they've done that to?
Yes, the suicide rates, the mental illness, the cutting, you name the problems. What's the one where they don't eat, they regurgitate their food. All these different problems these young people have are multiplied anytime they're going through any of this transformation training or ritual or brainwashing. And suicide, of course, is the worst. And the mental illness, the trouble is they're having a mental problem to start with. And instead of dealing with that, they are aggravating, making it worse. And we've done stories about doctors who've had so many patients come back and undo what you did to me, undo it. I didn't. This isn't what I really wanted. And instead of waiting till people are adults, letting them make good choices. Hey, you have to be a certain age to drive, to vote, to drink alcohol, but at 10, 12 years old, you can decide that you're going to change your body for the rest of your life. You're going to take a puberty blocker. We're going to allow children to make that kind of decision when, even in high school, you have to go to the school nurse to get an aspirin, permission from a nurse to take an aspirin, but you can change your sex without parental approval when you're a child. I mean, something's wrong, folks. Think about it. Desperately wrong.
Yeah, let me just hit this here, too. Just in, FDA advisors recommend emergency authorization for Moderna's COVID-19 shot in young kids of 6 months to 5 years of age. But it's unbelievable. The FDA has gone totally corrupt. Folks, believe me, try to listen to me. We've been trying to tell you about this. This is all a part of a depopulation program. This is a very concerted, organized effort to kill people, to depopulate the planet. This is what this is about. This is what we've been telling you for a long time. You're not going to hear this on NBC, ABC, CBS, because they're in on it. They're in on it. And so, anyhow, they take their orders, Big Pharma. By the way, again, I just want to remind you that pharmakia means wizardry or witchcraft. And that is what you have out there. And again, the U.S. Food and Drug Advisory Committee on Wednesday voted in favor of authorizing the use of Moderna's experimental COVID-19 vaccine. I wonder how much how well they got paid for that. I mean, they had to get paid very well to justify laming and killing these children 6 months through 5 years.
Population. They, anything that gives them pleasure, having more young people for sex objects, the left has always wanted to lower the age of consent. Sodomy has always been about younger and younger boys, the illusion of the, and even with the lesbians, younger girls. It's always something they want, whether it's power, whether it's your children, whether, it's your money. To them, it's always about using you. You're the victim, and you are stupid enough to allow these people to rip you off in a multitude of ways, and it's time the world woke up and we, on the right, quit being victims and understood these are not the loyal opposition. These are the enemy of this nation. They are out to get you, your money, your vote, your children.
All right. Now, listen, Linda in Texas pledges 100 and Hector in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you. Can we? Pardon? Oh, Bo in Cleveland pledges 100. Can we get some people to match? Can we get some people to match Carla in Texas, her 300? Can we get people to match my 1,000 tonight? All we need a few people. I need like five people to match my 1,000. Can you do that? I know that they're out there. I know that they're listening. Folks, again.
Just ask that you prayerfully, consider, because like I said, you can lay up crowns and treasures in heaven. People donate large amounts of money to political campaigns, and we reach as many people in this ministry as you would spending your money on a political campaign. And we are, what we're presenting. We're trying to get God-fearing men and women who are God, family, country, constitution. And we promote them on this program constantly.
Absolutely. All right, we have Rochelle in Oregon, pledges 77. Thank you, Michelle. All right, can we get again some donors, some matches? Okay, Let me see what we have. Okay, I just heard that. Let me see what bringing in here. Let me take a look, and I'll tell you what we need. Okay. So right now we need approximately, let me see. We need 2,600. We need 2,600. All right, all I need now, can I get three people to match me for 1,000? Can I get three people to match me for 1,000? What about six people to match me for 500?
500, yeah. That might be, that would do it too. That would wonderfully do it.
Absolutely. Can we get that? Or can we get one person to match me for 3,000? They're out there. All righty.
Yes, there are some people that God has blessed that, you know, have a professional practice, a business, or have a talent for making music, you know, things like that, writing books. God's given people all kinds of wonderful talents.
Here, Joe, you know, they do not want, you know, I keep hearing of people where they talk about gun legislation out there to gun control legislation. They do not want gun control legislation. They want gun confiscation. They want to disarm. Listen,
leads to that.
They want to disarm the American people. They want to change the Constitution. They want to do away with the Second Amendment. These are communists. There is no longer a Democratic Party. It's gone. It is the Democratic Communist Party. It has gone totally communist. Now, filibuster, this is an article from Epic Times, from the Epic Times, from Joseph Lord. Filibuster-proof Democratic bill would place 1,000%, listen, Joe, 1,000% tax on many semi-automatic firearms. 1,000% tax. Representative John Boehner, a communist from Virginia, a Democrat from Virginia, has unveiled a bill that, if picked up by the Democrat leaders, would place a 1,000% tax on certain types of firearms and would be immune to GOP filibusters in the Senate. Boehner's bill comes in the wake of a deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And boy, there's, yeah. Let me tell you, if that doesn't stink to high heaven, what took place.
They always use emotion. They try and, while everybody's upset, crying, angry over the school shooting, when people can't think logically, like they don't understand if we had, you know, hardened the schools, if we had done all kinds of things, these shootings always occur in gun-free zones, folks. It's gun-free zones where they do the shooting. But they get everybody on an emotional high when they're suffering in pain, and the easiest thing to do is blame the gun, blame the gun. And
Joe, that, look, that whole thing stunk to high heaven. You know, if that wasn't a false flag operation. See, Joe, when the police show up and they sit outside for 70 minutes while gunfire going in and they're killing children, Joe,
there's something wrong, yes.
Yeah, there's something very wrong. And why was the FBI there first? Why was there a military, an army intelligence helicopter? Why did it, our plane, why did it land just a few minutes right there before it started, and why did it take off and go right back afterwards? What was going on there? Was it possible that they wanted to take a look from the air at what was taking place down below? And because they have the equipment, they can focus in, really see everything that's going on. That was a false flag operation completely, you know, again. And then, but of course, like the others, it's always hushed up by the fake news media.
But I'll never forget that one shooting at the movie, at the theater. And the young man that did the shooting passed, what, four or five movie theaters that all didn't have a sign. And when he came to one theater that had a no concealed carry, that was the farthest away from him, that's the one he picked to go in and shoot up. And if you do look, almost all these shootings on a college, university, anywhere it happens, it's a gun-free zone.
Well, it's the same thing with these people, these guys that are coming out and saying, look, these criminals that are shooting people, these shooters saying, look, we got it. In these cities like Los Angeles and New York and that, they're saying we got to keep these prosecutors in office. As long as we can keep them in there, we're not going to get prosecuted. We can get away with crimes. We can literally get away with murder. We got to keep Soros prostitutes in office there. And that's actually what's happening out there today. I mean, people would have said, could you believe this? 20 years ago, that America would ever become this corrupt, that this nation would become so corrupt. And, you know, again, everybody's saying, wait till November. We got to get those crooks out of there. They got to go to prison. We got to get Donald Trump back in office. But the Democrats, the Communist Party, have no intention of letting us have an election.
A free and fair election, yeah.
Right.
They're hoping for the next plague. They thought maybe...
Not hoping at all. They're working to create these things,
yeah. When I use the word hoping. But I was just thinking, you and I have talked so many times about back when we were children, the world was so different. It was kinder. I mean, it wasn't perfect, don't get me wrong, but it was safer. It was kinder. It was gentler. There were more manners, more...
I don't have to interrupt, Joe, but I only got 3 minutes left. Folks, okay, we've got to get some matches. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And that's credit card. That's... And even now, they're even going to take Bitcoin or whatever. Also, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I need a couple of matches. I need a couple of people out there to match this $1,000 gift. Look, I did it last night. I'm showing you we're leading here by example. We're leading by example. Is there not a cause? So here, I've got about
$1,000, but I'll add another $100 to my pledge.
All righty. There you go.
What I can.
Is there not a cause, folks? Is your country, is it worth it? Listen, we're going to be there. Have we ever in 50 years compromised one time? No, not once. And so, okay, I'm getting the latest update. Okay. All right. Right now, I need $1,100. I need $1,100 to make our goal for tonight. $1,100 left is what we need to make our goal. All right. We have Teresa in California pledges $20. Phil and Michelle in Florida pledges $35. Anonymous in Texas pledges $200. Susan in Illinois pledges $100. Greg in Illinois pledges $120. And it looks like we're heading towards that way.
We're getting there, folks. Just a few more people to join and help out. Get us over the
Mary pledges. Mary pledges 300, and Justin in California pledges 500, and Diane pledges 100, and wait a minute. Jesus in Texas pledges 50. I wonder if that's pronounced Jesus. Okay, that's the way they would sell it.
Yeah.
Pledges 50. Okay, Jesus, yeah. It's spelled Jesus, but it's pronounced Jesus.
Right,
pledges
Jesus in Mexican. Yeah,
okay, 50. Yeah. All right, how many minutes do we have there? Okay, Joe, we're going to... Who gave it last night, you or me?
I think you did.
Okay.
I was getting ready to, and you went off on it.
Okay, so go ahead tonight, and you've got 4 minutes. And, folks, while Joe is there, keep calling in. You got 4 minutes. We can hear from you. We'll even be here a few minutes after we go off there. We got to hear from you. All right, is your country worth it? Go for it, Joe.
I remember, we all know John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But just because you think you're a Christian doesn't mean you're saved. And we see it also in Luke 9 and verse 56. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus himself, verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And we know that Jesus said, what? I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father except by me. He also said he was the resurrection and the life, that whoever believeth him, though he were dead, dead to sin, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? But to believe Jesus, he also said, ye must be born again. To be saved, to enter the kingdom of the heaven, you must be born again. And that is your spiritual birth. And it is so simple. You pray to the Father. And what you do is, with a repentant heart, you confess your sins, that you're a sinner, a horrible sinner, that you need a Savior, that you're sorry that your sins placed his Son upon the cross, because Jesus took your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place, and he died in our place, for the wages of sin is death. And if you repent, ask for forgiveness from the Father, you will be forgiven. And then you ask Jesus to come into your life, to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservation. And if you accept him then as Lord and Savior, you ask him to send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is your down payment on everlasting life. It's your spiritual rebirth with that indwelling of the Spirit. You become a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. It's the greatest decision any person can ever make, and it determines where you will spend eternity, and it also changes you forever. It will bring you peace that you've never felt, joy, happiness, understanding. It is the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and I know it's the greatest thing that ever happened to Pastor Ernie, and most of the people I know will tell you the same thing. And like Jesus said, go and do likewise.
I want to just say praise the good Lord, because Beverly pledged 100, Barbara pledges 100, and Earl in Michigan pledges 300. So thank you. We're finishing strong.
Thank you, one and all. We
amen. But we're
made it tonight.
But we are out of time for tonight. And again, it's been we're in this fight to the very end as we look for the Lord's return. I want to thank all of you for helping us in this battle. Is there not a cause? So. Until tomorrow, as we always say every night, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always. You ready? Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.